ग्राफिक परफॉर्मेंस लगे। वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डायरेक्टर्स मेंबर्स एंड ऑडिटर्स टू द 82nd एनुअल जनरल मीटिंग ऑफ फोनोग्राफिक परफॉर्मेंस लिमिटेड। इन कंप्लायंस विद द गवर्नमेंट डायरेक्टिव्स टू फॉलो कोविड-19 अप्रोप्रिएट बिहेवियर दिस एनुअल जनरल मीटिंग इज कंडक्टेड थ्रू वीसी और अदर ऑडियो विजुअल मीन्स। द नोटिस कन्वीनिंग द 82nd एनुअल जनरल मीटिंग इज ऑलरेडी सर्कुलेटेड टू ऑल द मेंबर्स। आई टेक द नोटिस एज रेड। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम अवर एस्टीम्ड डायरेक्टर्स अटेंडिंग दिस मीटिंग। मिस्टर मंदार ठाकुर चेयरमैन ऑफ द मीटिंग फ्रॉम टाइम्स म्यूजिक, मिस्टर कुमार अजीत फ्रॉम सारेगामा इंडिया लिमिटेड, मिस्टर बलविंदर सिंह फ्रॉम स्पीड रिकॉर्ड्स एंटरटेनमेंट प्राइवेट लिमिटेड, मिस्टर डोमिनिक डिसूजा इंडिपेंडेंट डायरेक्टर, मिस्टर जी बी अईड एमडी एंड सीईओ फॉर फोनोग्राफिक परफॉर्मेंस लिमिटेड, मिस्टर संजय टंडन इंडिपेंडेंट डायरेक्टर। नाउ आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट मिस्टर मंदार ठाकुर चेयरमैन ऑफ द मीटिंग टू कमेंस द मीटिंग।
Thank you, Kamna. We also have a bunch of people out at the outset. I would like to welcome very heartily Dominic D'Souza and Sanjay Tandon to the board of PPL. We welcome you. And as informed to me, the requisite quorum being present, I declare the meeting as commenced. I hope you're all in good health and high spirits as we gather today to reflect on the past financial year. I'm filled with pretty much a deep sense of gratitude. Okay, may I? Guys, may I request? Hello? There's some music playing. Hello? Yeah, this somebody is playing music. Could we please have all phones muted? Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to repeat it at the start. I hope you're all in really good health and high spirits as we gather today to reflect on the past financial year. I'm filled with pretty much a deep sense of gratitude and admiration for everyone. The year 2022 to 23 presented us with its own unique set of challenges, of which we have a plenty. But though through our collective efforts and unwavering determination, we have once again demonstrated our resilience and ability to thrive. Our mission was clear: to elevate the revenue-earning apparatus of our business to new heights. In the face of countless challenges and obstacles, our entire management team stood firm, tirelessly defended the rights of our team, the rights of our members, and ensured that their work is protected and duly compensated. We remain steadfast in our commitment to providing exceptional services to our clients and at the same time delivering value to our stakeholders. The, you know, and this part is really important, that the adamancy and unauthorized usage of our content acts as a curse to our business. Through the year, we took strategic measures to address the challenges posed by these adamant users. Our targeted legal actions not only generated additional revenue, but also acted as a deterrent for future infringements. Furthermore, we actively identified new potential business challenges and categories and markets, nurtured them to generate substantial income and revenue. Every possible measure was taken to retain our customers and preserve our revenue streams. Despite tough market conditions, our team worked tirelessly to generate revenue. And I'm pleased to announce that PPL achieved a remarkable financial success in the fiscal 22-23. Our revenue for the year amounted to an impressive rupees 163.62 crores. Comprising of public performance revenue of 140.16 crores and radio broadcasting revenue of rupees, testament to the incredible dedication and enthusiasm of PPL CEO GBIE and the executive capabilities of PPL's dedicated management team and each and every staff member of PPL. I thank them with all my heart and thank you all for being a part of this incredible journey. And I look forward to an even more successful and promising future for PPL India. I would also like to inform all those members present here who have not been able to do e-voting during the cutoff period that the e-voting facility will be open till 15 minutes after this meeting. And I repeat that till 15 minutes after this meeting, we will keep e-voting open. Hence, kindly finish e-voting if not done earlier. Now, I would like to present our MD and CEO, Mr. G.B. Iyer, to present us a brief update on the affairs of the company. Over to you, G.B.
Chairman. Thank you, Chairman. Yes. As you can see on screen, can everyone see screen?
Yes.
So, we are carrying a couple of slides so that what I'm saying, I can share the developments, performance better with all the members. Yeah. Yes. So in this presentation, we'll be touching upon mainly public performance and radio, and we'll be covering how 2022-23 as a year gone by. To talk about year on year, first of PP revenue performance, we are, you can see that there are results of 4 years. 1920 was our best of the year with 89 crore, and then due to corona, wherein it brought whole world to the knees, and mainly businesses like PPLs, which depended on on-ground performances. There was a huge dip in the performance during 2021 and 21-22. But in 22-23, despite some clouds of corona being there in first quarter, there was a strong bounce back, which we could see in PP, and we closed the year with 140 crore, and 140 crore showed 170% higher than last year, and this is the best ever year for PPL. Yes. But this performance obviously had some dampness. Currently, many of the clients are refusing license due to one Madras High Court order. We said that owners cannot really do business. You have to be a corporate society. But what I'm saying, only half of this decision is being followed by Adams. This decision also says that you cannot play copyrighted music without license, but that is being ignored, and people are left, right, center using it, taking shelter under this technical controversy. Royalty-free music is the one which has come. There's a huge difference between copyrighted music and royalty-free music. Royalty-free music is available at a dead cheap rate because the content gets created virtually in the backyard of any house. And but there are certain clients which are actually using royalty-free music, which is available at maybe 1/50th of the cost which copyrighted music would come on. As I said, that in 2 years, we suffered due to the severe impact of corona, and we could really keep the business on by offering discounts to the customers, because customers also were in distress, mainly hospitality and retail sector. But despite 2022-23 becoming normal, customers insisting on discount. Progressively, we are reducing, but discount continues to remain in our life in 22-23. As you can see, many of the OTT services, mainly YouTube, offers music free. So many of the customers, rightly or wrongly, feels that music is free, and they don't hesitate to really use the music without license. But there were a lot of bounce back initiatives which company took. I will be listing down only a few. There are a number of others. Major being that we concentrated on how to address that. And this is a project which will continue for another 2 to 3 years, which we call it as a breaking spine of adamancy. But last year, we could succeed in getting many judicial covers. In 1 month of December itself, we could get a favorable decision in as many as 23 cases. And this judicial covers actually spread a word of brand PPL. And now PPL, now people think twice before really taking decision to use it without without license PPL's music. Our 80 to 90% of income depends on the event, and in events, the only way you can capture the income is via vigorous monitoring. So we have backed by the technological software and a proper daily schedule of every lead owners to visit the hotels. We could ensure that monitoring remains as vigorous as possible. Yes. Pricing, we could really bring some semblance of order in pricing. We could observe that last many years, almost for last almost 10 years, the pricing of PPL had remained more or less same. We started this process from last year. Earlier 2 years, it was not possible because of Corona. But last year, we started this process and we could see that our average realization license fee would grow by 18%. As you are aware, actually there are no small towns or big towns. Small town becomes a big town in no time, and you go to small town, every 6 months these towns are changing in terms of presence of hospitality, retail, and so we have started our focus on, even on the long tail territories. So Madurai, Mysore, Raipur, Ranchi are some of the examples. And now we could see that long tail territories are also contributing to the revenues of OPP. To talk about radio revenue, as you can see, in 1920, we had 24 crore revenue, which came down to 14.7 and 15.4 in 2021-22. Two reasons were there. Corona, obviously the radio station saw their ad income coming down. And since there was an element of litigation and fixation of rate before IPAB, Saregama and Sony exited for the period of 2 years, and they independently presented their case to IPAB. This resulted into the revenue for 2 years coming down. In 22-23, again we bounced back. Revenue is about 23.5 crore, which is slightly lower than 19-20 because of Sony and Saregama were not there for full year. To talk about the key developments of radio, as you are aware, in October 20, when IPAB fixed rate, in terms of qualitative observations, IPAB felt that copyright owners should get a better rate from radio stations. But to our dismay, the actual rate which were worked on a per needle hour basis in October 20 remained low, again around 2% only. Saregama Swami joined back. There were certain voluntary deals because to get IPAB rates, obviously we had so some discipline had to be followed. So some of the radio stations voluntarily came and they did a deal far better than the rates which have been offered by IPL. EPL continues to be strong in air. Our share could be about almost 70%, and in community radio as well. As you may be aware, in 2010-20, Copyright Board gave a very adverse order to PPL, wherein rate was fixed at 2% of ad revenue. We again breathed a new light into the litigation which was pending before Madras High Court. In span of 6 months, Madras High Court heard our case, and to our great relief, they modified this order, saying that it will be 2%, but there will be a minimum floor rate of 660 per milliliter. Obviously, broadcasters have taken this case to Supreme Court. This hopefully will get heard in the current year. Hopefully, we will get a better decision on this. And if we get this, there is a substantial amount of money we shall be recovering from broadcasters. Currently, both broadcasters and obviously copyright owners are before IPAB. And as you are aware, these court litigations are expensive or unavoidable, because if you get a reasonable rate also, it will add to your kitty substantially. There was one bad news. Big FM was taken before NCLT for the insolvency proceeding. The outstanding which was there for 1.25 crore has got stuck. But after the appointment of insolvency professional, the money has started coming, but this 1.24 crore currently stuck, and obviously we are waiting for full NCLT proceeding to go. We have really delivered substantially better values to members in 2021-22, like the stuff record. I'm saying Corona really crippled us. But in 22-23, there was a bounce back, and we could distribute about 130 crore to our member, which was 28% higher than previous year, as substantially higher than 1920, which was earlier base level year. As regards, we have for tariffs, we have proposed certain revision for distribution. We have not proposed any major revision in terms of the basis on which this gets worked out, though some qualitative changes are being proposed. As you are aware, in absence of law, we do based on the surrogates and their weightages. Erstwhile, surrogates and their weightages continue to remain same. Yes. Where streaming count is 65% radio, 20% physical sale is 10%, and YouTube is 5%. As regards certain streaming platforms, as you can see, 65% comes from streaming platform. We take accounts of Spotify, Saavn, Veen, Gaana. There was a request from many of the members that since Gaana's business has come down, add one more Rezo. So in the current distribution policy, Rezo has been added. In terms of basic, we are accepting a CA certificate, and we also request members to send the snapshot of OTT dashboard as a supporting to this CA certificate. There was a request from some of the smaller members that sometimes CA certificate is not possible. You take a certification of the popular aggregators like PDL, Orchard, Gili, because sometimes the cost of CA certificate is substantially higher as compared and not commensurate with whatever royalty income these smaller members earn. Say, as per our distribution policy, we have to do a newspaper advertisement for unclaimed royalty, though there is no compulsion in the Copyright Act. We can see that it's not a financially feasible option because generally our unpaid royalties are between 50,000 to 1,000,000. And as you will know, newspaper ad takes almost anything between 2 to 3 lakh rupees. So we have disbanded the requirement of newspaper advertisement, but instead of that, we will upload this list on our website so members can go and see. And if their member, if their name is there, they can always claim for PP. As regards tariff, it's a fivefold list. There's some simplification which we have done because under definition of Indian brand, transnational brand for shop, people used to misclassify and misuse. So we have reduced this subcategory in many, in some of the categories like events, casinos. We have proposed the increased and we have added some subcategories also. Some of the categories like college festival, theatrical production, this we were not earning anything under this category. So to simplify the tariff, we have proposed deletion of this. Some of the tariff required a clarification so that what I'm saying that customers clearly know which category applies to them and under that category, how the rates need to be calculated. There was some requirement that we have to add a new category. The New Year event, which is a major money skimmer. So people used to classify under normal list and whereby our revenue used to be low. So we have introduced a new category, New Year event. In terms of PPL membership and repertoire, I'm happy to say that we had 422 members as on 31st March. Our repertoire is almost 10 lakh for domestic, 9.4 lakh. International, it is 38 lakh. And despite all what we hear about members leaving PPL and all, the 52 new music labels got added. In terms of repertoire, March 21, we had 30 lakh. March 22, the score is almost 41 lakh. And in March 23, the score has gone to 47 lakh. And this number is still increasing. So once a song registered are more, obviously, patronage of customer is more and it gives you opportunity to correct the valuation what you offer to customers. Outlook, in terms of PPL, outlook is positive because as you may be aware, adamancy is so high. You know, once you start addressing this adamancy, obviously the revenues are going to go up. Long tail territories and many of the other initiatives will fire. In terms of radio, it remains neutral because we are still stuck with the low rates, which have been fixed by IPAB till such time. Delhi High Court hears this case, which is a very long winding. Will take years. Radio income will not show quantum jump. But as I have been saying, there will be many stumbling blocks and these are unavoidable. This is a part and parcel of our business. But as a management, we are confident that maybe we will have some pushback temporarily in terms of revenue. But overall, PPL will come out winner in terms of in terms of performance which it will post in future. Thank you. And now it will be my pleasure to address any queries, questions members may have. With no questions being there, I would like to inform our members that Kamna Goenka Associate, practicing company secretary, has been appointed by a board as scrutinizer for the remote e-voting and the e-voting at AGM. The combined result along with the scrutinized report will be uploaded on the website of company and on the website of CDSL. Over to you, Kamna.
Thank you, sir. I wish to inform that the statutory auditors have not made any qualifications, reservations, adverse remarks and disclaimer in the audit reports for the year ended 31st March 2023. Therefore, with your permission, I take the statutory report as read. All the agenda items placed before this meeting having been transacted, I now close the proceedings of this meeting. Also, I would request all the members to finish their e-voting in the next 15 minutes if not done earlier. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. One, I did not say, both our statutory auditors, Pricewaterhouse, and our process review auditor, Ernst & Young, they took the time and they have also attended the meeting. Thank you, PwC. Thank you, EY. Thank you, all directors. Thank you, chairman.
Thank you, GB.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.